Since the fall of 2016, the number of colleges that have varsity esports programs has jumped from 6 to more than 70. This fall, two of Northeast Ohio's largest universities will start offering scholarships for students who are skilled at battling futuristic robots, jungle monsters, and warlocks. I'm WKSU's Kabir Bhatia, and I'm going to look at what that means for the universities and their students.
Maxim is going to relocate here, so we can try and get a rift higher.
It's a recent Saturday at Kent State University. About two dozen students, competitors, and spectators have gathered in the 6,300-seat Mac Center for the school's first esports tournament. Two announcers are describing a matchup in the video game Overwatch. Chris Venable, a junior who's president of the school's video game club, is among the small crowd watching.
Overwatch is a first-person shooter, team-based game that you can take out of, right now, I believe, over 20 characters. A team of six, everyone goes in and does a certain objective.
The game is set 60 years in the future, and players control a task force that has to maintain order in the face of an army of robots threatening Earth.
The objective is mine.
What does that have to do with college students in Northeast Ohio in 2018? This fall, they'll be able to apply for scholarships and join varsity teams to play Overwatch and games such as Hearthstone and League of Legends at Kent State, the University of Akron, and several other schools in Northeast Ohio. Junior Zachary Blaner is a play-by-play announcer who covers esports at Kent State. He called the action at last month's esports tournament.
It makes me really happy to see that something that I care about as much as some people care about sports and things like that is starting to get a lot of recognition and actually be a thing that I can not only get scholarship money for, but also represent my school in that way.
The esports tournament used the Mac Center, where the school's basketball, gymnastics, volleyball, and wrestling teams usually compete. There were 12 computers on a stage and a large screen behind them for spectators to follow the action. Players wear headsets with microphones to communicate strategy and tips. Esports teams don't require weight rooms, training facilities, or physical therapists, and they usually don't require much travel either, since teams play online. Fans can follow the action on websites such as Twitch.tv.
Let's talk about some of the big matches that people need to go back and watch on Overwatch. Battle for LA?
Yeah, I'm going to claim Battle for LA, Brent.
Schools launch their own channels to get sponsorship dollars. There's even a way for viewers to send money during the matchups to support their team. Steve Tepfer runs the program at Kent State and says they're hoping that offering esports will make students want to come to his school. But he acknowledges that there's a potential downside for esports varsity athletes.
As a matter of fact, we've got a lot of pushback that, hey, why do we want to support this? Because it's sedentary. My answer to that is usually, these guys are doing this anyway. But with the program in place, we can even monitor them better. We can try to help them be more well-rounded. This is no longer playing in a dark basement, but now it's become a real social event.
Tepfer is a professor of human development and says they do plan to study the game's effects on players. Michael Fay runs the esports program at the University of Akron and says they'll be doing the same.
There's a lot to learn about how video games can affect focus and attention and things like that. And so we're looking to help offer some courses here, interdisciplinary courses that help students in their particular profession figure out what the esports specialization of that profession might be.
At Kent State's recent tournament, junior Tanner Yingling explained what skills he's gleaned from playing on his Overwatch team.
It becomes becoming more comfortable with who you're playing with and how you can efficiently communicate to your team without, you know, distracting them or filling the voice chat with unnecessary call-outs or just being obnoxious. So I think efficiency in communication itself is very important, and I think I can take that into real life.
Kent State and the University of Akron say offering varsity esports will attract new students. The schools say, though, that it's too soon to know what the true impact will be, both to enrollment and the school's bottom line. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.